Almost ruined by greed. At one of the seminars, a woman approached the teacher for help. She said that doctors, after performing 4 surgeries on her, recognized stage 4 stomach cancer with metastasis to internal organs. The tutor listened attentively to the woman and said that he could help her, but that the assistance would be unusual. The woman was very relaxed and tried to understand what was unusual about it. The unusual point will be in your faith, and the test of faith will be unexpected for you. After all, it's no secret to you that your illness is fatal, is it? Yes, the doctor I pestered told me that I have only 2 months to live. But I can't die, I have children. That's what's saving you for now. But children are not the main thing. They cannot extend a person's life. But divine power can. How is that? If a person decides to carry out the divine in the world, that is, to glorify God, strengthen their faith in the greatness of divine power, then they will become God-pleasing, and life will be granted to them, not for the sake of children, but for the glory of God on earth. I'm starting to understand something, but not everything. The main thing is your faith in divine power, which the healer will channel through himself. I will try. The healer laid the exhausted sick woman on the table, covering her torso with a white sheet. He instructed her to close her eyes and focus on the light. Enchanting music of transformation, with various tones of Tibetan, shamanic, Buddhist, and Christian melodies began to play. Everything was combined together with some divine entity. Taking one of the magical amulets and touching her stomach with it, the patient trembled and completely relaxed. Taking the healing wand, the mentor healer began to make movements with it, coiling the cancerous entity onto it. The woman's body arched. It was evident that the cancer didn't want to release her stomach and other organs. The healer took a picture of his spiritual master in his free hand, and immediately the woman's body went limp. All the cancer was wrapped around the stick. The healer passed it 3 times over the candle flame, and with a crackling sound, the cancerous entity burned up. It ceased to exist. But the subtle bodies continued to suffer. Wounds were open in them. It seemed that the woman's soul was bleeding. Taking holy water, the healer sprinkled the wounds and the subtle bodies healed. At this time, a smile appeared on the woman's face. It seemed that she was experiencing a state of grace. The healer rose and with a majestic expression uttered a healing egregore mantra, placing his hands over the woman's body. 2 minutes later, she opened her eyes. I saw the saints, I saw Christ, Krishna, and others. They are all there together. That's it. This is what you will now tell people about. Only this will give you a chance to live, not children. Where was I? What do you mean, where? In the land of the enlightened. All the masters of humanity are there. So am I already healed? Don't rush, said the healer, noticing that the joy that arose in the woman was more directed towards solving the problems that had accumulated during her illness. Returning to previous problems means returning to illness. Tomorrow you need to come again, said the wise healer. The woman was already at the door. She turned sharply. And sacrifice something again? That's it, thought the healer. A person doesn't know what to pay for their life and is already bargaining. That's what she's sick with. We'll see you tomorrow, he said, sending a wave of love to the woman. The next day, the woman came the earliest. I had a misfortune. Last night, my husband's new car was stolen. We bought it just a week ago. Calm down, sit down. Remember your last words when you parted. Remember what our conversation started with yesterday. The woman delved into herself. It's all true. The healer, telepathically noticing that the woman understood, said, You changed your faith for money when you parted. That's what you paid for. You have to pay for everything in this world, and for life many times over. I understand, she thanked him. Can I acquire the music of transformation that was playing yesterday? Yes, it's your individual music. My master writes this music for all the people of the earth, and we spiritual teachers select it for people. And then, divine individuality awakens in a person, and the path to God opens up. 3 months passed. The healer received a letter. My dear Savior, all the doctors are shocked. They wanted to perform another surgery on me, but during the examination they found no illness. They puzzled over it for 3 days. Only hydropsy remained. What should I do? Continue to glorify the divine power and the spiritual egregore, and then everything will be fine. She began to attend classes in a group in her city, and now she herself leads a group with a healthy lifestyle. But most importantly, a new world has opened up, about which she had never suspected before. And now there is only one path, the path to God. And the former values have lost their meaning for her. The highest value became the divine, and how to attain it. She wrote that she plans to travel constantly to sacred places and seminars to continue her development. 3. Patience on the Path to Truth. A disciple asks, When I started studying at the school, relationships in my family became strained. What should I do? Answer. Remember that not everyone can follow a spiritual path. Not everyone will understand or share your views on life. Therefore, do not impose the great truths that are revealed to you on people at work or at home. Demonstrate your ability to play different roles. For example, praise your relatives and colleagues more often, and this will immediately improve your relationships with them. If you want to introduce them to the truth, first give them wise spiritual books to read, and then start discussing what they read. Do everything gently and gradually. This way, you can gently lead someone to the higher knowledge that has been revealed to you. You are a bright soul, and are already on a very high step of evolution, but other people are not as pure and open to perceive the higher. So often they need to be prepared for this for many years. Remember, patience and hard work will overcome all obstacles. Be blessed on your spiritual path to the divine. Six. The Spiritual Path of a Disciple. The Beginning. Rain was falling outside. The drops echoed in the space, hitting the metal windowsill. The monotony of this sound was driving her crazy. It had been going on for 4 days already, but she could do nothing about it since she was bedridden. The smell of medicine and food wafted from the hospital corridor, and the room was stuffy. Her roommates, with dull eyes, discussed the latest news. Another patient from the nearby ward had died. Whose turn is next? The spirit of death hovered over each of them. This was the terminal ward, a waiting room for the underworld. Each patient had a severe oncological disease. Life was slowly fading from them like the setting sun disappearing behind the horizon. But the sun would rise tomorrow and every day after, while life would not. It is not like the sun. It rises only once and sets behind the horizon only once. One day, Anita overheard her mother crying in the corridor, telling her younger daughter, "We are going to lose her, God. We are going to lose her." "Are they talking about me?" Anita froze. They were already burying her, still alive. A cold sweat broke out from head to toe. "How dare they? I won't die. No!" And then it was as if a mighty beast awakened within Anita. She felt strange surge inside her, and her indignation knew no bounds. "How can they lose me? What kind of nonsense is this? I want to live!" Anita had long been haunted by the feeling that she was born for something greater, that a great love awaited her. The fact that this great love was still ahead was entirely clear to Anita, despite having lived quite a bit. Her daughter was already in college, and her son was in high school. Of course Anita loved her children, but it was a different kind of love, maternal, with attachments. The knowledge of attachments came to her later. For now, she had a feeling of something greater. Anita knew she would live a long time, and that something extraordinary lay ahead. And it was not a fantasy, but a real feeling, as if she had already been to the future. Therefore, she began to fight for her life. Anita had been studying in a spiritual school for a year. So far, it had been group classes. Practices were conducted, and homework and recommendations were given, which Anita diligently followed. The image of the keeper had stuck in her heart, even though she had only seen him in a mystical illustration in a book. For some reason, Anita had a persistent feeling that she had already met this remarkable person. There was something great and powerful about him. Grace filled her heart at just a glance at him. Recalling these states, Anita knew she had to fight, and fight to the end. Otherwise, why had she come to this earth? A computer was brought into her room, and every morning they played the music of transformation for her. Her relatives had found this wonderful magical music for her. By force of will, Anita made herself focus on her chakras, spinning them clockwise, saturating them with the corresponding colors and energy. When her strength left her, she fell asleep. But it was not ordinary sleep, because Anita was aware of everything that happened there. In her dreams, Anita was healthy and strong, and there was no obstacle she couldn't overcome. Deep in her heart, Anita believed she wouldn't die because she couldn't die, having not yet experienced that great love for which she had come here. From where she came and why, she still had to remember, but Anita had no doubt for a second that this was true. Thus began her path to immortality.
Do you want to know more? Watch the animated masterpiece that reveals the mysteries of humanity. Discover more sacred knowledge in books. You can meet the main characters of books at our seminars. Find your amulet of power. Participate in an individual ritual. Open free channel with daily spiritual practices for yourself. All these you will find on our website www.amazon1.org. Share this book and spread the great knowledge. Then people's lives will change for the better, and you will accumulate good karma and be able to help all your loved ones.